Yeah, this is, you know, less clutter. The people seem, you know, definitely more respectable. We're staying in line. You know, it's okay. Pleasant conversations. The CB stuff was definitely on edge back then.
Yeah, that was the late 80s, early 90s. And I like about it is Eric, he takes care of the one in downtown Detroit. And this guy was causing trouble on it. He says, don't let me turn this off through this repeater, because I can do it just by pushing the button. And the guy kind of shut up about it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not sure what building our 625 repeaters are in Detroit. Rumor had it was something to do with the Rensen. Hope it's not on the two towers they plan on tearing down.
They say it's on the tallest one on the Rensen. If they're going to tear it down, they need to put another new building they build that's taller than that one.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Me and the wife were looking at something on TV, like a heli or a drone or something was flying over the top of the tallest one. And there's 50 antennas up there. So I paused the TV and we're looking around, you know, wondering which one's ours. And this is WSBN 771.
Yeah, but this is WRFK 359. You got to remember, there's other companies that use that tower, too. I don't know if the Detroit Police Department use that tower or not, but if they're going to turn that tower down, a lot of people are going to be moving their antennas trying to figure out where to put them.